happening in at the Jubilee House, so we can update you. He's done that. When the president starts speaking, we'll take you back there for you to then listen to what the president has to say. But just to give a brief of exactly, the most important part of it, he says the enskinment of Mr. Seydou Abagri as Boko Naba cannot stand, because according to the law, Abu Griagu Asibid Asoka is the Boko Naba and the paramount chief of the Kosazi traditional area, and he has appealed to his fellow kinde to accept it, and that Mr. Abagri must be recalled and reassigned to play another role, but cannot pose as Boko Naba. He says, the O24 says, part to a lasting solution coincide with the current law, and the law the court have pronounced on this, and therefore Abu Griagu Asibi Azoga must be recognized as the Boko Naba. We're still monitoring. Let's take you back to Jubilee House there, because there's still more happening.
Pronouncements on radio and everywhere that we incense the other side. Where we have reached is more like reconciliation. The Nairi accepts, we have to get them all together. At a point, they are all married. When I had the reconciliation, one is saying, I was drinking pito with you across the aisle, looking from the Kusasi side, talking to the Mamprusi mother, were we not drinking pito together? And Mahama, my son Mahama Yaga here, father and mother, Kusasi and Mamprusi, isn't it? Uh-huh. So how can they fight? So please, Mr. President,
John,
I'm sorry,
John.
I just wanted to explain.
Well, so the O24 said to the presenting his recommendation the president. We'll still be monitoring the activities at the Jubilee House, and we'll be bringing that to you for you to understand what the government or the president will be saying in accepting this particular report from the Asantehene O24 set to. If you're just joining, this is Top Story, and we're bringing you a special edition of it, because today O24 set to the second Asantehene has presented his mediation report to the president. The mediation he did on the Boko issue, you know very well that this has been an age-old conflict that has resulted in the death of so many. Ghana is finally getting close to resolving this particular matter, with O24 presenting his report on his mediation effort to the president today. Now, this report and the effort preceding it has been labeled by many as the closest Ghana has come to settling the age-old conflict. Let's go back there, because some other people who are involved in this matter are still speaking.
Osetutu Asantehene, I stand on all protocols, and on behalf of Nananum in the country, the national chiefs, the regional houses of chiefs, Adi Krofo and all, to express my gratitude first to His Excellency the President and his government, and indeed to the previous government as well, for asking His Royal Majesty to mediate in this matter, which has brought us to this point so far. Let me also express the gratitude of Nananum to His Royal Majesty for what we have heard this afternoon. I am indeed happy that he did not hand the report in an envelope to His Excellency the President and is ready to the hearing of everybody here. And by the time we get out, it has gone everywhere. What is left is for you, myself, everybody here, to go back and speak to all the Boko citizens. We need peace, and so let us speak to them. I remember 3 days before O24 met the Kusasis and the Mamprusis in Manshia, I invited the Kusasis and Mamprusis and the Zongo community and some of my chiefs in BBN to my house, and I spoke to them that O24 will very soon present his report. So what do we do? Indeed, I was excited that all the contributors pleaded for peace to exist in Boko. On this note, I am also urging everybody here, especially my dear chiefs, let us go back and then speak to the people of Boko. If this is done, I believe that there will be peace in Boko, and similarly, other areas will also learn from this and will have peace. Of late, people have been saying that too many chieftaincy disputes. Remember even my minister saying that about 70% of all disputes in this country come from chieftaincy, right? But I'm also using this forum to plead through my minister and to government that government should resource the chieftaincy institution. It's an independent body. If it is an independent body, just like the judiciary and other, then it might be well resourced. In situations where contestants come to the House and we have to demand money from them before members of the Judicial Committee can sit, not because we want to be bribed, but because the money allocated to the sitting so small. I'm happy the last time I met His Excellency, he also charged me to speak to my minister.
So that is the Ojiahoho Yao Jibi II. He is the president of the National House of Chiefs. He's also speaking at this gathering where Otunfo Osetutu II has presented his report on the mediation efforts in the Boko Chieftaincy conflict. You remember that this is an age-old conflict that has claimed several lives. And the Asantini Otunfo Osetutu was asked to mediate on this particular conflict. Today, he's presented his report to the presidency. We will be taking you to the area to gauge the mood there, as in how the residents are receiving the news from the presidency. Now that the Asantini has presented the report, some consequences that will, that have been revealed today. Now, how is the mood there in the area? We will be going there to bring you that live there. But many people have predicted that this is the time that, the path to peace can really be accomplished because of, how the process has been accepted by both parties. Let me take you back to the presidency now.
Excellency, President of the Republic of Ghana, Your Excellency, the Vice President, Your Royal Majesty, Otunfo, other traditional rulers here, ministers of state, distinguished personalities, ladies and gentlemen, I extend to all of you the Islamic felicitation of peace, blessings, and mercy of the Almighty God. I stand here humbly for and on behalf of all the religious leaders of this great country, Ghana. I stand here as a fulfilled religious leader of Ghana, representing all my seniors and juniors religious leaders of this country. Happy and grateful to the Almighty Allah, and collectively sing the praises of the Almighty God, extol His beauties for the blessings that He has showered upon each and every one of us here. We thank Him for the journey that we've undertaken and for where we've successfully arrived at today. We thank His Excellency, as well as his predecessor, for all the effort that they genuinely made towards ensuring that we have lasting peace in Boko. We are grateful to His Royal Majesty for having demonstrated to the whole world that indeed the chieftaincy institution that we hold so high in our community is an institution of wisdom. And He has demonstrated to all of us in Ghana and beyond that He deserves the accolade of the King Solomon of our era. On behalf of all my brethren, we want to thank all the mediators, all the members of Otumfuo's mediation team, all the members from the Mampusi side, all the brethren from the Kusasi side, and indeed all Ghanaians, and hope and pray sincerely that we all pledge that from now onwards we should never ever undertake this kind of a journey in this country. Let us use today to be a call to all of us to respect peace, to honor peace, and to know that without peace, there can be no meaningful development in any human society. Even religiously, we cannot worship our Creator without the needed peace. On this note, I want to thank everybody, our President, Otumfuo, all those who made this day possible, and all those who saw us through to this very successful end. May the good Lord richly bless each and every one of us. Long live Ghana. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you very much. Last in this series, we'll hear from Most Reverend Emmanuel Kofi Fiano.
All right, so this is what happening. What is happening at the presidency now. We will be going back there when the president starts to speak, but we'll also be taking you to the Boko area and bring you the mood there as this particular mediation report has been presented. Albert Sori is our man on the ground there. He will be joining me shortly for us to bring you there. Albert Sori has joined us on the line. Albert, so, I mean, what can you report is the mood of the area as this report has been laid at the presidency tonight?
What I can tell you now is that because it is approaching curfew time at 8 p.m., we haven't heard much of from the time from the town of Boko as we speak. What we do know is that a lot of people from the we made a few minutes ago when the Asantehene was making the presentation to the president, a lot of people were monitoring on their TV screens. I've checked with various people. Some were watching in groups in their various homes, and that's what it's happening. We also know that the security agencies, you know, have been on the ground for some time now. Today and even yesterday, they started intensifying their presence there. A lot of roads leading into the Boko Township were improved with security and, you know, checkpoints on various roads, just in anticipation of any sort of disturbance that could happen ahead of this. But as we speak now, it's still a little bit quiet. We haven't heard of any sort of celebration or disturbance whatsoever as we speak yet.
I'm sure listening to Otumfuo narrate how there was cordial relationship between both sides at the mediation, the whole place is now ready to allow peace to take its course.
Yes, exactly. From the discussions I've had with people within the factions, the expectation has been that whatever, the Asantehene, presents to the president today, everyone should be willing to accept it, a peaceful process to continue from that point on. But there were some people who were also not so sure of what could happen because of how volatile the situation has been over the years. There have been a lot of peace talks in the past, and peace would often return for some time, and then before you know it, disturbances begin again. So there were some people who feel that, this may not just be anything different. As we speak, it's too early for us to know exactly what the full extent of reactions would be. So we are waiting to see what will happen. Okay. What I can say is that curfew is in force, and it starts at 8 p.m. To end at 5 a.m. in the morning. So that is still in force, and people are expected to go indoors once it begins to get dark.
But at least the security presence there is high, right?
Exactly. There has been a lot of security presence. Just before I joined you, I was talking to some of my colleagues in the town, some of my sources in the town, and what they tell us is that there was high security presence in the town, a lot of patrols, of roadblocks, a lot of checkpoints also in the town. So I can say that security in the presence is, in the town, security presence in the town is very high as we speak.
All right. Good to know that at least, there's some calmness in the community, and we're expecting that this will continue. Because if you listen to those who are speaking at the presidency, now everybody is sort of drumming home the unity card, the fact that we all must embrace this. And if you listen to that Asantehene, it looks like we are getting there now because of the cordiality expressed by both sides at this mediation. We'll see how this particular one goes down, in the coming days. Albert, sorry, is our man, in the Boko area. And as we speak, the event is still underway at the presidency, where the report has been laid. But if you just joined us, the four main things that I picked from the presentation is that the Otunfo said to recommend that the enskinment of Mr. Seydou Abagari as Boko Naba cannot stand because of the law. He based this on the law. He says Mr. Abagari must be recalled and reassigned to play another role, but not to pose as Boko Naba. He recommends that Abugriagu Asibi Azoka, the second as Boko Naba, is what must stand because that is what the law knows, and that he's spoken to his colleague Kende to let this stand. And he says the path to lasting solution coincides with the current position of the law. We are still monitoring. Okay, the president is speaking now. Let's go there.
Our society. When I took over from my predecessor, Nana Adudanko Akufo-Addo, in the security briefing he gave me, he mentioned that he had invited Otunfo to be the sole mediator in the conflict that was raging in Boko at the time. And so shortly after I took over, I paid Otunfo a visit to confirm, the status of mediation and whether he actually had accepted to mediate. And he confirmed that he had. And so even though the mediation has been long, and I can understand the complexity of the Boko case, and so it needed time and patience to be able to thoroughly engage all the parties and be able to flesh out the facts and finally come out with a recommendation. Today, I'm pleased that we have come to the end of that journey, and we're embarking on the next leg of the journey. And as he himself said, this was not an arbitration. An arbitration normally will make an award on who is right and who is wrong. This was a mediation. And the next leg of the journey is to reconcile our two brothers and sisters from the Kusasi and the Mamprusi side. This conflict is not winnable militarily. No side can vanquish the other. Boko is important to us because it is in the extreme northeast corner of our country. And we all know what is happening just across the border from Boko. In all the national security reports that I receive, there is urgency put on settling and bringing peace to Boko so that we can safeguard our whole northern border from the terrorist armed groups that are operating in our northern neighbor, Burkina Faso. And so the end of this mediation gives us the opportunity to see what the way forward is in terms of bringing peace and calm. Boko has the potential to be one of the most vibrant commercial centers in our country, and indeed it has been a center of trade. And a lot of people in Boko have prospered, whether they are Mamprusis or they are Kusasis. Unfortunately, this conflict has turned the fortunes of Boko. Teachers refuse to be posted there, doctors refuse to be posted there, civil servants are leaving. We're doing national service postings, and we have suspended posting national service men and women to Boko because we cannot guarantee their safety. And so I'm pleased that Otunfo's mediation has come to an end and that he has presented a report, and I can assure him that government would look at this report, and within the next 24 hours, government will issue a statement on its definitive position on the report. But it's my hope that the National Peace Council, the House of Chiefs, and Otunfo himself and all the religious bodies would go the next step of continuing the engagement between the Nairi and the Bakunaba to ensure that we're able to bring reconciliation between the two groups. On behalf of the Vice President Nana Pokwajima, on behalf of senior government officials, on behalf of the government and people of Ghana, I wish to thank Otunfo for this very honorable job he has done for God and country. He has shown that he does not belong to Ashanti alone. He is a national asset. And so, Nana, I thank you very much. We've received a copy, and I'm happy that you took the decision to be transparent about it and read the report yourself. This has been covered live. The whole nation has heard you reading the reports, and I'm sure that we can act on it and make sure that we bring peace to Boko. I thank you all very much. May God bless us all.
So there you have it, the president speaking there. He says that the government white paper will be released in the next 24 hours. We'll be keeping our tabs on that particular one. But this has been the breaking news. The Boko Mediation Committee, the sole mediator, Asantehene Otunfo, said to the second, has made his recommendations available to the president. We'll bring you news tonight right after these.
You know how much moms always say too much?